You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I know I'm frustrating you today. I understand that. And I'm sorry. I don't set out to be frustrating in this fashion to you.
Does it change?
I really am.
Does it change if Donovan Mitchell at home tonight goes off 30, 35, 40 points, they win easily, and then we go down to Orlando and he looks like the superstar he's supposed to be? Does that change a lot of this
discussion? How could it not?
Well, I mean, we're so day to day on this stuff. Like after the first two games, we were getting excited again, right?
They don't let us make long-term decisions with him. Like there's nothing I can say that doesn't sound like that has not been accused of being an abject excuse for this team all year long. Well, they have injuries. Can't a lot of teams have injuries? Well, Evan Mobley's developing. Okay, what about Victor? Okay, well, Kenny, he's developing. Yeah, I know. Like, there's nothing I can say on any of this stuff that has. I mean, people are bitching about Jared Allen. I think Jared Allen's played as tough as he possibly can all year long, and including in this series. We got complaints about Jared Allen. Like, there's nothing that they can do. Clearly, Darius Garland, and I think that part of it has been the fear of injuries. I can't sit here and act like Darius hasn't regressed. And now you're paying him a max. Okay? Like, there's nothing I can say that has any long-term good effect on this basketball team that I can stand and say, this is what they stand for, this is their culture, this is good. So it's made me afraid to say anything because, honestly, anytime I say anything bad about them, they go out there and they play exceedingly well. Anytime I say anything good about them, they go out there and they embarrass us. I mean, you should be just as fit to be tied as I am. You were Mr. Positivity before this series started. You called me an idiot, all the callers an idiot for calling up, and they were angry about them setting up this matchup with Orlando. And every time the last two times they've lost and have been blown out doing it, I'm being told I should demand an apology from you.
By the way, isn't it weird?
You should be just as angry as I am.
Isn't it weird? I would actually double down. I am so grateful they picked the Magic because had they have ended up playing Philadelphia, I think they'd already be eliminated.
Which is
Indiana, I'd be. They look like they're going to the Eastern Conference semifinals.
Which is the point of all this? Which is the exact point of all this?
But I know that's not going to make anybody feel better. Part of it was I was really irritated that people didn't get excited about the playoffs. Like all of a sudden the playoffs don't mean anything in Cleveland. That was a weird feeling to me. I'll never understand how fans in this town, we've had so many teams not make the playoffs that all of a sudden, like this Cavs team is too good to even get excited about making the playoffs. Like clearly we see that's not the case.
There is an expectation that comes with it, and I think that there's a trust. I mean, you got the ticket prices from Owen earlier today. Did you not? I mean, what are we at, $40? The get-in price today?
$38.
$38. I'm looking for your text. I can't find it. Where is it? Here we are. $38. This is including fees.
Correct.
$38, 231, row 9. Upper deck. That is upper deck. $45, 204, row 16. I got a text from somebody. I'm going to try to keep their name out of it. This is yesterday. I almost said his name by accident. I got a text from somebody. This was yesterday about they got a season ticket email yesterday about all this. And it was like somewhere in the neighborhood. I got to go find it. It's like 30% off. Here we are. For details, 20 to 30% off tickets with no fees. game five. And I don't think people are acting like they're too good for the playoffs. I don't think they trust them. That's where everybody's frustrated.
Well, the playoffs are about where you earn, you know, a lot of that trust. Obviously, even fans have been conditioned where the regular season, hey, it's nice. We sold out all the games in a regular season. We're one of only like, you know, eight teams to do that in the NBA. So the fans that were there all year, they have had fun. They've had great wins. But in the end, I mean, this is how they judge everybody especially this sport. Like baseball, we can't do that. Mike Trout is not being judged on the playoffs. We know he's great. Doesn't matter that he doesn't get a chance to shine in the playoffs.
But
in the NBA playoffs, like this is how all these guys are ultimately going
to
be judged.
And you and I have went through the psychology of this before, Anthony. And like I want people to go to games. I want a full boat tonight, and there should be a full boat tonight. It'll be a full boat. My God, it's game five. You and I want people to go to games. I'll never tell anybody to not buy a ticket to one of the three teams. You're four teams. I mean, if you include the Monsters, but they always draw well. So I'm not going to do that, but we went through the psychology before. You know, you and I grew up with the Indians. We didn't grow up. Like, I went to see games at the old stadium, but I was 5 years old, six, maybe 7 years old. All right? So there were games at the old stadium. Yeah, there's 4,000 people in an 80,000-seat stadium, but I don't think a lot of people remember those days. They remember the Indians, 455, one of the best offenses in baseball history, and that's what they're compared with. And now they're always being judged. Now that we're old enough to buy the tickets, they're always being judged by those teams, which that was before the explosion of payrolls, where you were second at one time in payroll in Major League Baseball. But that was a bygone era. But we, who are buying the tickets, still compare them to that. You got people buying Cavaliers basketball tickets. They're comparing it to LeBron. LeBron's still playing. And so when you get to the playoffs, it becomes, what are you doing for me? Where are we getting at here? And I think of that to say, well, they got to thank him. No, there ain't nothing to thank. It's you picked your opponent. You better go out there and take care of your opponent, or there is going to be hell to pay with the fans in Cleveland. Larry and Elyria, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're okay, Larry. Go ahead.
You know, something you guys mentioned about the situation where basically you trade for Dominic Turley. I think what we jumped the gun to Colby Allman, then we basically signed Darius that extension. I think when Colin got hurt at the time, he was out and they saw how well he played. And I guess maybe he thought right then and there that, you know, we got to sign this kid, he's going to start taking off. And what you guys mentioned, he digressed. I don't know what it is this year about him. Something happened. I don't know if it's
I think it's been because of the injuries. I do think he's slight. And it's not like the injuries are just an excuse for him. I think he's in his own head because of the injuries, Larry, which is hard to explain. I think it's definitely affected his confidence. And remember, at the time they signed him, he's coming off of All-Stars. He's coming off of Steph Curry saying he's the next big thing. Steph Curry says he's the next big thing at that time. And we all supported it at that time, Larry. So I can't go back and say that it was the wrong move for that.
Well, you're right. You know, I thought the same thing too. He did. He was playing lights out. But I think the trade with Donovan, too, I think at the time he mentioned how young the team was. And Colby thought maybe what happened, I think, he was trying to learn right now and develop at the same time. Does that make sense?
No, I think so. And with Evan, one of our concerns that we did say, and Larry, thank you for the call, it wasn't about, I was not critical of the Donovan trade. Not a chance. I'm not going to be revisionist about that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of the concerns that you and I, Anthony, both shared at that time, and then I'm going to move on to these Guardian Caps things. One of the concerns that you and I both shared is that it really heats up the clock on Evan. And if Evan is or is not ready for that clock to be sped up on him, because now the timelines are thrown off, where he has to try to do everything he can to take over as the number one on this team, because we never thought, this is true, we questioned whether or not Donovan was going to be the legit number one point guard that would be able to lead you on to greatness to where you give up three first-round picks for it. That is something that we admitted. And because of the injury this year, now he has come out and he's been more aggressive, but it does seem to be a little bit too little too late on Evan's part for this season. We'll get back to the Cavs coming up, and obviously Justin Termini going to join us at 8:40 this morning. Do I have to explain Guardian Caps before we get into it?
Yeah, probably.
All right, so if you were looking at Browns camp, if you went to Browns camp or you saw pictures, Daryl loves helmets. Daryl takes pictures of all types of helmets. You've probably seen this bubbly shell that players are wearing on their helmets over the last few years. They've done it a lot during training camps. You've seen it maybe a little bit in high school. You've seen a little bit in college football as well. During training camp, a lot of them, they're just wearing the Guardians caps over top. A couple of days ago, the NFL, they allowed you to wear a Guardian cap if you want it. So if I'm Ken Carman and I'm playing guard for the Browns, if I believe I've had a concussion history and I feel that I'd be better protected by wearing this Guardian cap, then I could wear this Guardian cap. Immediately, a lot of people started to freak out. I don't understand the problem, and maybe you can help me a little bit here. I'm not trying to say everything's Pollyanna on this. It does look a little bit odd.
It looks ridiculous. It doesn't look odd. It looks, in terms of what we're used to watching NFL football teams and how glorious it is to see the Browns and the Steelers on the same field with those helmets, this looks ridiculous.
But I don't think it's the move towards flag that people were making it out to be. If anything, I think it's the opposite. I think it's trying to preserve some of the hitting that goes on. Now, I do think that there's good science behind helmets now. I think that guys might be able to be talked out of something like this if they really want to. But because of the massive lawsuit that happened years ago, this is their choice to make right now, and this is part of their freedom as well. I think the reaction has been an overreaction. I think as many as five, and I mean across the league, would probably wear a Guardian cap in an NFL football game. Like you wouldn't see a Patriots player. You'd just see this pad, this thing on top of a Patriots helmet, I guess.
Yeah, I wondered how many guys would do it. Would it be punters? Would it be special teams? Even though they've tried to make special teams safer, like who's actually going to wear it? And I brought up yesterday one player in particular, Denzel Ward, because he's had, you know, concussion concerns. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you wonder about how effective this is truly going to be. What kind of long-term testing do we have on any of this? Which is so tough because we have not even been able to discern while players are living, former players are living, who even has CTE to begin with. So I don't know. I find it hard to believe that a lot of guys are going to wear this at all.
Well, I think a lot of guys do care about how they look on the field. I think players obviously care about their how they're perceived by fans, the aesthetic of the uniform, you know, visors, their colors that they wear on their gloves. I mean, goodness gracious, we had shows about Odell Beckham Jr.'s Richard Millie, what's the name of the
watch?
The watch he was wearing, like when he was on the field. Like, guys do care about how they look. And I do think that it provides a odd look.
Now, look, if they
to
all,
while you're out there on the field.
If they all were forced to wear them or whatever, then that's just a look. That's part of the uniform now.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be the case the way the NFL is doing this. So I wonder, like, you almost think this would have to happen at the lower levels, right? College and high school. And I don't know how affordable, you know, this is or compared to the normal helmet. I'm not sure.
I've seen some programs have them, but not in games. But I got to tell you this. Say you got a quarterback like Tua. Tua's taking jiu-jitsu to learn how to fall because of the concussions. Would you try to talk him into something like that? Would you try to talk? Deshaun Watson has taken hits. Now, I don't know his concussion history. Obviously, he has history with shoulder and knee and all the other stuff. Would you try to talk Deshaun into something like this?
You mean if I'm on the football team or if I'm in the organization?
If you are the organization, if it's Anthony Lyman, the general manager, it's like, hey, would you consider something like this, bud?
If I had a true belief that this was effective, then, yeah, you want your players to be safer, right? And is it going to damage the marketability of your players? No. Like, are any of the NFL players already shielded the entire game with their helmets? Like, that is that really going to change?
Because they'll give you stats that say that they are better protected and that concussions go down during training camp, but then a player like Chris Jones, I believe, came out and said these don't do bleep.
Yeah, but what are they doing during training camp? How often are they hitting like
they're
doing an NFL
game? Not hitting
as
much as they used to, obviously.
They are never hitting like they are in an NFL game.
Yeah.
So how can anybody even make that claim?
Well, the NFL loves to make that claim. We're doing what we can to reduce concussions in this game. We're doing what we can to reduce concussions to our stars. I'm thinking, though, I don't have a big problem with it because, one, again, I think it's an overreaction. I think only a few people are going to wear them. The second thing is it is a step to make you feel safer. Of course, if it makes you feel safer, maybe you take more risks. Maybe you can still get a concussion. I'm sure you can get a concussion wearing one of these things if you put yourself in harm's way. But I'm thinking, is there a situation where you would try to talk your – like, if you were Mike McDaniel, would you try to talk Tua into wearing this sort of thing?
Yeah, if I believed
I think it was
effective, yeah.
I think I would if I believed it was effective. And the stats say that it is, but again, where am I getting the stats? I haven't seen in-game stats yet.
There can't be
there
because
can't
we
be.
Haven't been wearing them.
Exactly.
So I'm thinking of something.
It's uncharted.
I'm thinking of something else that all of a sudden we all had to do as a country all at once and we didn't have long-term testing on. But either way, I do wonder.
What
could you do? Like, what is the pilot program? If they're not making them wear these in the preseason, then how are we going to come up with the data to begin with? It almost seems like they should force them to do this in the preseason, and that should be the pilot program, actually compile data over the span of whatever before we actually seriously start talking about this.
But I can't do it unless they're actually on the field. But I understand what you're saying. Coming up at 8:40, Justin Termini going to join us on the show. Up next, fixing our lives. And fixing our city.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.